It is strangely quiet in this small village in the hills above Kana. Hussein Suleiman is making coffee for his father. It is the first time they have seen each other in nearly 3 weeks. He has driven his battered old station wagon back to his home in Aitit to try to convince his father to leave.
He's saying, my father, I left him here, and he didn't want to come down, and I'm staying in Tyre, and I want to bring my father back down, and I'm going to try to convince him to come down to Tyre, where it's a bit safer, and take advantage of this temporary ceasefire.
Late Sunday night, Israel declared a 48-hour halt on airstrikes in southern Lebanon to allow investigation into the killings in Kana. Israel also said it would work with the United Nations to give civilians 24 hours to flee the region without fear of being blown off the roads. But Hussein's father, Mustafa Suleiman, is reluctant to go.
He says it's difficult for me to leave my village, to leave my home and go down. I am a son of this country, and I don't find it easy to leave my home. I'd rather stay here. He says it's easy for an employee to leave his job, but for me to leave my home, that's not easy.
He says he was living in Kuwait during the first Gulf War, and he stayed throughout the fighting. He does not see why he should leave his home now. He points to a stack of canned food on the kitchen counter and says he can make do. Many villagers in the south have been hiding in basements and churches since the fighting began, too afraid of airstrikes to venture outside, much less brave the journey by road to safety in the north. Many people have no cars to leave with, or no gasoline to fuel them, and until now, vehicles on the roads have frequently been targeted. Off in the distance, there is still the sound of shelling, a reminder that this is not a total ceasefire. Hussein Suleiman is still trying to convince his father to go.
He says, I'm convinced by my father's resolve to stay here, but I'm not convinced that he's safe.
Down the road, Kana is all but deserted a day and a half after the war's single deadliest airstrike killed more than 50 people, including many children. Cows and donkeys wander aimlessly through the rubble of the ruined buildings. Most of the people have already fled. After daybreak, the few who remain began to venture out of their shelters as news of the break-in airstrike spreads. In the port city of Tyre, some people said they did not believe the moratorium was for real. Back in Aitit, Mustafa Suleiman's reluctance to leave his home finally gives way to loneliness. He decides he does not want to stay alone up in the hills. He will join his children in Tyre. Outside, on the road leading into town, another car is heading up into the hills, carrying two women and an old man. They, too, are using the temporary ceasefire to return home, but for a different reason. The woman driving says, "We are going back home. If we are going to die, we want to die in our homes." Chalice McDonough, VOA News, Aitit, Lebanon.